looking at this expasha. Moshe is instructed by Kadosh Baruch Hu, instructions to go ahead and write a shira, which will be forthcoming in the next expasha, Parash Hazinu. And the purpose for the shira, the purpose of the function of Parash Hazinu, Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he's foretelling, Kadosh Baruch Hu foretells him a time when Klal Yisrael, on a wholesale level, will forsake Kadosh Baruch Hu. They will drop Kiyum HaMitzvahs, they will leave a Kadosh Baruch Hu pretty much entirely, and they will stray from the path of Torah. At that point, the Kadosh Baruch Hu v'chara api bai bai mahu. At this future point, some point down the road, years from now, there'll be a time when chara api bai bai mahu, my wrath will burn in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will be subjugated to extreme tzaris, things that we look back at history and see. Everyone has their own experiences they know of, but the rather dramatic and extreme tzaris that Klal Yisrael has gone through, really unparalleled for any other ummah in the world. And they're told that this is what's going to happen down the road. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you should know at that point, when the tzaris hit home, Klal Yisrael will turn to themselves and they will say, "Amar b'yomahu aloy al ki ena lekai b'kibi masuni arayis ela." Klal Yisrael will stop. They will have a moment of introspection and they will say, "The reason why I'm suffering, the reason why this is all hitting me, is because ki ena lekai b'kibi." A moment of cognizance, a moment where they realize what's happening. And yet the next pasuk is, "Anochi haster aster panim b'yomahu." Kadosh Baruch Hu continues, "I will have asteris panim. I will keep continue on with this, for the Klal Yisrael has to endure." And the question is, if they already came to that awareness and they understand they're lacking Kadosh Baruch Hu in their midst, and we understand that we're doing something wrong, so why would the punishment continue? One other point, the pasuk continues later on, that at a point where they had endured the suffering, the ansa shira hazois la'ed kilei tishokach nipizarei. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, write down the parasha of Nitzavim, it will serve as an aid at the time of suffering, kilei tishokach nipizarei. Now what is the function of this? Someone's suffering tremendously, he's obviously doing something wrong, and if you hear this shira, that kilei tishokach nipizarei, perhaps the concept that's being expressed here, maybe perhaps the concept is that we see in the pasuk Klal Yisrael says, "Aloy al kein el kai b'kirbi." The reason why I've gone wrong is because I'm suffering is because I've gone wrong. I made a mistake. So you never see the next step in the pasuk. Mefarshim point out Klal Yisrael never takes it to the next level. They never say, "If I went wrong, therefore I must do tshuva, therefore I must correct my ways." They have the cognizance, they have the awareness. They stop right there. They don't go forward. So why not? Why don't they go forward? Perhaps one of the reasons is we know that many people say at certain point in life they say, "Look, I know what I'm doing is not correct. It's not the best thing. But I can't change. You know, I've been so many years down the road this way, it's too hard to change. I was brought up this way, this is what I'm used to." For various reasons, everyone has inertia works. You know, and it's hard to change that. It's very hard to change that. So they say, "Aloy al kein el kai b'kirbi, I know I deserve it. I know I'm doing the wrong thing. But you know what? I can't go any further. I'm stuck." To the Adikosh Baruch Hu says, "V'onza shira zayis la'eis 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 la'eis," you should know, Klal Yisrael will never be forsaken. There will always be a time when the children will make a comeback. That means no matter how far we stray and how far we go, Klal Yisrael will come back. You see that, you know, you think somebody goes off to China, like five divers are removed from Klal Yisrael, and yet his children come back. And when you see that, it's a testimony to us, there's no such thing as being too far. And if that's true, a person has to ask himself, am I really too far? If a person sees himself that he's doing something wrong, he no longer has an excuse, you know, it's too late. He has to turn around and say, the cognizance is point A, but point B is taken into action. And in Melo, every awareness of something wrong has to be taken to the next level and put into action to correct.